USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A federal appeals court has ruled that the vaccine mandate for companies with 100 workers or more can proceed. The panel's 2-1 decision overturned a lower court's ruling that had paused the mandate. It was to start January 4th. Health officials are now warning the new highly contagious Omicron variant may lead to the worst coronavirus wave yet.
We got to take this one really seriously. It's going to be with us for a while. We're going to have a tough couple of months here as Omicron really spreads across the country. And because it is so contagious, a lot of people do get sick. But the good news is, with vaccines and boosters, if you get sick, you're not going to get very sick.
Director of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins on Fox News. At least 36 states are now reporting Omicron cases worldwide, 75 countries. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
A new portion of the U.S.-Mexico border wall is going up.
Governor Abbott on Friday retweeted Fox News reporter Bill Malusian, who announced that the first wall panels have gone up in Starr County, Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley, adding that the wall is the result of state land, state money. In the tweet, Abbott added that Texas has officially started building its own border wall since President Joe Biden allows open border policies and refuses to enforce laws passed by Congress, and that Texas is stepping up to do the federal government's job. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Problems on the Ukraine-Russia border are quickly coming to a head.
The Biden administration is considering a plan to redirect helicopters and other military equipment once allocated for the now-defunct Afghan military to Ukraine to help quickly reinforce its defenses amid a buildup of Russian troops near its border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A newly released congressional report says that officials in former President Trump's administration made deliberate efforts to undermine the federal response to COVID-19 when it first arrived early in 2020. It was released by the Democratic-led House Oversight Committee's Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus. The panel said Trump's administration performed various efforts to influence or downplay the coronavirus outbreak. This included blocking health experts from speaking publicly about the dangers of the virus, playing down testing guidance, attempting to interfere with public health guidelines, and other acts of political interference. Dr. Jay Butler, Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases at the CDC, told the committee he was directed by Trump's White House to give softened guidance to religious and faith communities. Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, was so upset about one meeting with a group of fringe doctors, she told her colleagues she would not attend. The Friday report said the radical herd immunity strategy would have put millions of lives at risk. The report said Trump's efforts to fight the pandemic effectively disappeared after he lost the presidential election to Joe Biden. The committee also uncovered evidence showing that Trump White House officials neglected the pandemic response to focus on the 2020 presidential election and promote the election's were fraudulent. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.